Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on August 21 regarding Lawrence Clark, C-L-A-R-K. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Clark as described in my report of 8-23-21. It also pertained to the current subject event of 3-5-19. Mr. Clark is now 53 years old. Mailing reports he was injured on that date at work, but he was inside the hold of a steel ship driving a forklift when the blades hit a steel slab. But as a result, he claims to have injured his left knee and lower back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation and treatment culminating in left total knee replacement on 5-29-20. But he's no longer receiving any active treatment. But the rest of that section is normal. New paragraph, treatment records show he was seen on 10-15-20 at the office of Dr. Post. Period. This was a phone call in which he requested scheduling surgery for the right knee. Appeared on 10-21-20, he was seen in follow-up for Dr. Post relative to left knee pain, but he was now 4.5 months out from left total knee arthroplasty. Appeared he had resumed activities but complains of lack of strength, limping, difficulty getting up from a seated position. Appeared therapy had not significantly improved his problem. Appeared his biggest issue was going up and down the stairs or climbing ladders. Appeared history was also remarkable for degenerative nerve damage in the left leg, sciatic nerve, lower back, right side, numbing in the toes of the right foot. Brady had a gunshot to the right leg with rod and screw surgery in 1994 and left total knee arthroplasty on 5-29-20. Period. Dr. Post had him undergo x-rays and referred him for a CAT scan of the left knee. Period. There were notes from several telephone conversations between the petitioner and Dr. Post's office. Period. On 12-16-20, the adjuster called to ask if Dr. Post can send an updated quick note with work status for the patient's left knee, as the right knee is not part of the workers' compensation claim. Period. New paragraph on 12-7-20, he actually underwent a CAT scan of the right knee that was compared to a study of 7-8-20 to be inserted. Period. He saw Dr. Post again on 3-31-20, complaining of right knee pain for more than 3 months. It substantially limits activities of daily living. Pretty had some conservative management, but remained symptomatic. Period. Assistive devices and external support were not deemed by the patient to be helpful in improving his function. Period. There was no description of a mechanism of injury to the right knee. Period. Standing x-rays were done in the office of the right knee, demonstrating severe degenerative joint disease with definite joint space narrowing, osteophyte formation, and subchondral sclerosis. Period. He was deemed to be an appropriate candidate for consideration of right total knee replacement. Period. Mr. Clark called the office again on 6-3-21, stating he was going to stop in the office tomorrow to pick up his work note. Pretty was also going to drop off his FMLA paperwork for the disability coordinator, who previously said he can drop it off and not file electronically. Period. On 6-10-21, Mr. Clark had another conversation with Dr. Post's office. Period. He was currently taking oxycodone 15 milligrams and explained he used up all of his prescription given to him from pain management. Brid, when he signed up for surgery, he did not inform the office that he was on pain management. Brid's opioid consent, he checked off that he was not on pain management, but according to his PMP check, he does have a monthly RX of oxycodone 15 milligrams. Brid, Ms. Saul, S-A-U-L, explained they could not provide this high of a dose and that according to their policy, he needs to contact his pain management doctor to let them know he had a total knee arthroplasty with Dr. Post and may need an adjustment of his medication during his post-operative recovery. Brid, she advised him to give them a call now. And any information necessary from their office would be provided. Period. Mr. Clark expressed understanding and had no problem with this, and stating he was doing okay and wanted to get off of the oxycodone after this surgery. Period. On 6/11/21, he called needing advice on disability forms and having them completed. Period. On 6/15/21, he called about New Jersey State disability. Period. In paragraph, he had a follow-up with physician assistant Katz, K-A-T-Z, on 6/23/21. Period. He was doing well in regards to the right knee and was continuing therapy. Period. X-ray showed excellent positioning of the prosthesis. 2-week status post right total knee surgery. Period. They were going to increase his walking tolerance as well as physical therapy. Period. The last progress note from this office is dated 7/15/21. Period. At that time, he refill on his ibuprofen was called into the pharmacy. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed a healed longitudinal scar anteriorly at each knee measuring 5.5 inches in length. Period. There was scarring about his right thigh. Consistent with his prior gunshot wound. Period. One of these measured 6.5 inches and the other 2.5 inches in length. Period. There may also have been some scarring about the right shin. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. And then normal through, he had mild tenderness, palpation about the left and right patella. Period. Knee maneuvers, he had positive McMurray's maneuvers bilaterally, but the rest was negative, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Impressions on 3/5/19. Lawrence Clark was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Period. Additional documentation shows Mr. Clark had received intensive care from Dr. Post. Period. In his note of 2/10/21, he stated the claimant, quote, clearly has a severe degenerative arthritic right knee and needs a right knee total replacement. Period. The left knee problems he has developed secondary to his work injury have exacerbated the symptoms on the right side and likely accelerated his knee for right total knee replacement. Period. End quote. The question for me is whether the work-related left knee problems and subsequent left knee replacement exacerbated the pre-existing arthritic right knee symptoms and or accelerated the need for right knee replacement. Period. New paragraph. He was evaluated by me on 8/23/21 when he ambulated with a mild antalgic gait on the right. Period. He had recently undergone the right total knee arthroplasty. Period. He was able to squat to 70 degrees secondary to his right knee, comma, not the left knee. That was the subject claim. Period. He healed surgical scars at that time and as well. Period. I am not of the opinion that his left knee condition and arthroplasty accelerated the underlying right knee condition. Period. There's medical literature that supports this opinion. Period. It is also noteworthy that the presence of advanced degenerative arthritis in each knee correlates with the claimant's age and not a specific injury. Period. He had been seen by Dr. Franks when x-rays of the knee showed severe arthritis. Period. On Dr. Hun, H-U-Y-N-H, opined the injury of 3/5/19 was an aggravation of his pre-existing chronic degenerative joint disease as seen on MRI. Period. He had tricompartmental osteoarthritis with near full-thickness cartilage denudation with chronic tearing of the medial meniscal body. Period. He explained, quote, these findings would not be found with an acute injury. Period. End quote. He was then referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. In that regard, he saw Dr. Orozco, O-R-O-Z-C-O, who recommended total left knee replacement. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz and others. Period. On 2/4/19, Dr. Franks noted the claimant had a complaint of left knee pain with, quote, no actual injury in the past, period, end quote. X-rays of both knees revealed significant degenerative joint disease. Period. He was diagnosed with primary osteoarthritis of the left knee, for which a cortisone injection was given. Period. He also continued under the pain management care of Dr. Conliffe, C-O-N-L-I-F-E-F-F-E, for chronic low back pain. Period. He was utilizing medication for pain from that provider. Period. He continued to receive treatment, as noted in my prior report. Period. On 11/19/19, Dr. Lipschultz had the opportunity to review surveillance of Mr. Clark from March and April 2019. But he was observed ambulating without an antalgic gait and appeared comfortable. But he was able to utilize a recumbent bike at a gym as well as lift heavy weights. But he did not have an antalgic gait. But doctor concluded, this confirms the impression that he was capable of working full duty and did not sustain any permanency as a result of the work incident of 3/15/19. Period, put this in bold. These observations demonstrate that the claimant, in fact, did not have a significant altered gait from his left knee surgery, period. It is also noteworthy that he is given contradictory information relative to the use of opioids before the subject event and surgery, period. New paragraph, the mildly antalgic gait he demonstrated on the right when seen here on 8/23/21 has now resolved. Preambulated with a physiologic non-antalgic gait and did not require a handheld assistive device for ambulation, period. And my level of impairment will be the same as marked in the prior report, period, end.